Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special post-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I have a special guest today, Dan Merzberger. Dan is a senior solutions consultant at NVIX, N-V-I-X, Digital Signage. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Doing great here myself. Thanks for having me on here. Definitely great to be able to catch up here with you.
Well, I appreciate it. We actually went to your booth at ISE and shot some videos of what you guys do. You're a digital signage content provider, and y'all do some pretty unique things. I want everyone to go check out what NVIX does for signage at raypubs.com/ISE2020. Type in MVIX in the video search window. Of course, you can go to MVIX.com to get more information. But a little bit of overview of what your company does and what part of the signage market you specialize in, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, as I mentioned, we're a software as a service over here, where we're able to work with a whole bunch of different verticals over here. We can work with all the way from, you know, end users, integrators, any of the kind of partners that we work with over here. What we're able to do over here is offer a cloud-hosted solution that you're able to easily work with. It's essentially a managed system. You're able to easily get your content up and running. You can have multiple groups of users on here. That way you can really get a full collaboration. That way you're really able to kind of make sure that you can get your message out loud and clear. It's also a great tool because you can really handle out your brand standards as well as this. So if you're doing this for a particular university and you have a specific color scheme that maybe marketing has deemed that needs to be out there, again, you can definitely use that throughout our system. And again, with simply just going through a simple website and kind of being able to manage your content, it's all real nice and simple and easy.
And it's all cloud-based, right?
It is cloud-based, sir, yes. So we do have an on-premise option here as well. But again, the majority of our clients over here, they will use our cloud-hosted solution. Again, that's kind of really where digital signage is kind of heading here in this environment now. Again, just a cloud-hosted solution. So kind of storing the information and then just sending it down to the media players as need be.
Yeah, and so tell me, so obviously signage for the most part has always been thought of as a hardware product, and so you're talking about being a cloud-based solution. Ultimately, you still need a hardware box somewhere that's connecting the content to the display, correct?
Correct. And so generally with our system here is that you will have that physical media player. We like it to just be right behind that that display screen over there. It's going to be connected in right with an HDMI cable, and you connect that up to your network via a Cat5, Cat6 connection or through a wireless connection. And so from there, that media player is essentially going to be pushing out that content out to your display.
And so does it matter whose media player? Does your content does your content system work with any brand or any operating system?
Yeah, so we're based off of a Linux-based operating system over here, but we can also work with the Brightsign media players. We can also work with the Asus and the Open Chrome boxes, Android media players, as well as the LG WebOS Scopes commercial-grade displays. So kind of a more of a system-on-chip styling. Mm-hmm. But then we also have, you know, our own physical hardware as well that we can work with.
Okay, and so, but they don't have to buy your hardware. Basically, that's not what you're in the business of selling. You're in the business of selling the content system.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. And then again, at the core of it, we're a software company over here. So again, we want to make sure that this is an easy to use system over here for the end users, again, or for the integrators or for the managed service providers. You know, we want to make something that's easy to use. And so again, with a lot of the universities or K-12 schools, Chromeboxes are a really popular route, and they'll often have these on hand as well. And then again, we can just essentially, instead of having to repurpose or repurchase hardware, you know, we can just put our software simply on those.
And so tell me, if you're an integrator and you're interested in getting engaged with you, sort of how do they do that? But also, how do they make money with this? Is this like a license kind of thing? Is it a resellable license thing? Or do you sell those licenses directly to the customer?
Yeah, no, I mean, we can do them both ways. Some of them just like to have it go right to their client, right to their end user. Now, the one part we like to do is obviously be able to help out those integrators and the managed service providers. Because at the core work of it, I mean, they're the boots on the ground. They're the ones that are really doing a lot of the work here for us. So these would be on that licensed version over that for them. where they're able to kind of keep that rapport going there for their client as well. So this definitely is something where they can definitely make some more kind of revenue off of this. They're able to kind of tie in the rest of their solution and include digital signage into their value or into their solution over there for their end users. So again, generally as they're kind of going over there and they're really able to do the site visits, they're able to consult them with their end users. They're able to actually, you know, provide this this work there on hand. And this is kind of where that's where they can add their value onto it.
Okay. And to get more information, go to mvix.com. You can go and see the videos we shot at ISE at raypubs.com/ISE2020 and then type in MVIX in the video search window. Hey, Dan, I really appreciate you joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on here, Gary.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Everyone, have a great day.